clock when it strike 12 a.m. Heard a voice in my head, told me get up out that bed. So I got down on my knees and I started praying. I said, Lord, I know it's you, what are you saying to me? I said, my son, you're forgiven. But I warn you, gotta watch the way you're living. I know life, it gets hard, but you can't give in. I'll be waiting for you at the gates of heaven.
Jesus Christ never changed, you was the same. Like a Hebrews 13 verse 8.
Good day, our people with the ears for the Football Quiz Podcast with ETF and Victor. Now, your own boys, 90 Studio, once again. When I know as they be, but before we go far, we want to say Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
We can enjoy ourselves now. New Year. We don't stay away from the radar for some time. We never record podcast too much. Like I said, now, Victor, you can go vacation.
Which vacation?
Go vacation. So, Victor, welcome back. Welcome back to.
Why are they whining?
Welcome back to your father's land. Yeah, welcome back. You can go to your mother's land. Welcome back to your father's land.
I agree to. I still remain your loyal boy, your favorite host. So, I know all these things now.
I don't know.
I want to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Well, you will laugh. I want to say Happy New Year. I really appreciate you now. I want to say thank you too for your support so far. Let me small thing. We want to encourage us, go to Facebook, go for the pod, on our comments, on our sharing our posts and everything. I want to say thank you. And also, we get enough stuff on this year.
Yes, like,
back to back, we get enough content to drop on back to back. So, we want to stay with us.
Yes, so. As you talk, I'm getting enough things for now back to back. Like we talked for the video we released toward the end of last year. We say we could do our video content. We could do some video content. So we could see our works for TikTok, for Instagram. Those are one of the things we could use the catch clues for the football this thing. Because we now to serve on an NBA, the best thing with our mind right now.
Normally.
Now, watch the football. We can also see the things still get fun side instead of just the entertainment we did for the pitch. Outside the pitch, entertainment still there. And also thank you now for those who don't like our page for Facebook and Instagram. Facebook page don't grow, don't get more than 100 likes for the page. Now very, very marketing for us.
Yes.
Because we know when we start very, very small. But if we don't go for our Instagram, we just open on 2 weeks and we don't see anytime we post, we get reactions, we get comments, we get likes, and so now we really, really appreciate it. It really, really means a lot to us. So we can just sit back for this episode of the podcast. We can also see we getting this stuff for owner. And after this podcast, we can still go, those who never like our page, those who never like our Instagram page, we can go like them. We can just expect see this year when I go catch cruise on a football cruise podcast and we know the double now. Because like
we
know the football, we know they do it in.
We know the cruise now.
No, well, I'll make go on a very quick break. Then when we come back, we get some exciting things that happen in the world of football. We go let them know as it be and what we think about the whole matter. So we're gonna enjoy this short break. Now African something, so we're gonna enjoy this African song. It's a take vibe.
It's all that, choosing your battles. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh. And if you fall, get up, oh, oh. Zamina, mina, zang, dalewa. Cause this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Welcome back from that musical break. For the world of football recently, the spotlight just there on Africa, especially this recent week, because of this AFCON 2021 run start. So can nice to just come outside for that tournament. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Eklef, no time. Move West Ham from the opening match. That Cameroon versus Burkina Faso. That ended 2-1. How you see that game? Yes, how you see the opening ceremony of the
Actually, the game to me, disappoint.
Okay.
First of all, Burkina Faso, now them scored the opening goal for the tournament. And that is
yeah.
Beautiful goal. Scored the opening goal. So, nine crossed the corner. Where they can't push out. The team come back again. Very beautiful goal. But I like the fact that in the middle lines of Cameroon, they sure see they actually be indomitable. They come back and two penalties for that game. And I know say Jorginho would the reason to see a moment to come after me. And then say they did two penalties for one match, Jorginho go won't come because how they go give people for which I see that. So I like if I see Abubakar. Although they see Abubakar now a young guy, I never know how that guy is doing.
That guy no younger. I did see that guy face, that guy no younger. At all. They say I'm 21 years old. I can't question my own age as I hear to that guy in 21 years old.
Yeah, I'd be like 4 now. Like, I'll see that guy and I'd be like 4 years. Because that guy scored to penalty, although 9 be the captain of the side.
Yeah.
When you say this Abubakar, before this tournament, don't go like 3 AFCON and they don't score only one goal.
Wow.
They don't go. But right now, the first match, he opened the first match, scored 2 goals from the other side from the penalty spot. You know me? The guy actually he scored those 2 goals. So, a really beautiful game. The opening for me, you know, disappoint. 2-1. At least for a tournament we expect, see, we live up to the situation. 2-1, start camp. So maybe we just see that.
Nobody. You know what you saw just now when you just catch my attention? You say that guy don't play 3 AFCON tournaments.
You say what you mean?
You say Abubakar don't play 3 AFCON tournaments. Now you talk.
Yes, now Abubakar, the Abubakar.
You mean say you don't start to the player at the age of 16? That man was 16. You don't need to play.
Now waiting they tell us. You see, I'm not going to. Some people go say at 29, some people go say at 21. I don't even know the age again. Black in age, now average, now they use. They use me, think they get age. Because I never understand the game. Okay. The guy, say, this African football,
Eklef, what was your reaction initially to the VAR team of the team? Because myself, I know who knows the VAR did this tournament initially.
What TV? Yeah, they put chair.
DVD.
Guys. First of all, as you can see, VAR for Africa. Blessing at DVD because it may take time. When the VAR, they would wait like 4 minutes for only VAR. What happened to Europe when they get there? Via the grocery and go there, look the team, finish, make the addition, come on. Africa, the guys they listen to. I don't know if the guys they listen to the piece according to St. John. They listen. Go to go watch again.
No.
Go watch, don't say, okay, this one. They don't actually plan out.
Those officials too, they bet too. So any decision they want to make, they go make according to their sleep. You understand? So if they don't think I'm they go check their sleep. I play this man over 2.5, something like that. So before they go make their decision, so sometimes they make them delay and the rest.
So that one they shall maybe hope see the good too, shall maybe hope.
So moving forward, the game Morocco versus Ghana ended 1-0 in favor of Morocco. Me personally, I see for this tournament, man, just talk I'm now. I support all West African teams. I know say you get your own, and I know what people talk about that. I don't care. I support all West African teams. So that first game was actually disappointing to me. The opening match between Morocco and Ghana. How you see that match?
Okay, for me, when I watch the match, the match be like game will end 0-0. No, like in the way the match was so good. So then they already balance each other. Mm. You know, they played the ball, but I can say, okay, this match is going 1-0. So 0-0. So me, I don't even give up. I don't come out. Now later, I can't see. Me, I just check my. I can't see Morocco don't score for 20 minutes. When this one happened. So, Ghana actually tried for that game, but you know, say the North Africans and their style of football, they want to play like the Europeans. So, I believe say that's not really affected the Ghanaians because the Ghanaians, they actually play well for that game. But, look like they tied no day for their side. They just lose guard. Just one lose guard in nine calls, then this whole stuff. And me, I don't think I'm saying I'm North African, any of the supports for this tournament. Anything North Africa, Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia. Maybe not Egypt.
Oh, because they don't lose now. Maybe you were put Salah for your.
Tunisia lose too. You were maybe not Egypt.
Your current DP now, Salah did it now. You decide maybe.
Salah Egypt. Then Salah only Salah score, but I know to see me Egypt win. Okay. They don't win now. They don't win. I didn't get the highest win for AFCON 7 times. Maybe they go rest. Okay. That's for winner. So me, I see the match did balance to me, but I don't believe see the Morocco side, they don't take their chances. And now the way African football be, African football, the defenders will always give you one chance or two. But the thing will come be say, say you go fit take those chances, and I wait to happen to Morocco. Morocco actually take those chances and they come out with the win. 3 points for them. So
okay.
I was happy for that match.
Okay, another match where I almost discuss about now that Senegal Zimbabwe. That 1-0 match we've seen Amani last minute PK.
Last minute PK.
That match. See, I just imagine what the Zimbabwe players, fans, the coach, and the staff would just do at that point. Because to them, they don't collect 1 point at least for opening match against Senegal. We say like they be title contender too, based on the kind of quality when they have scored. That kind of thing just happened. That means that thing they really frustrate.
It really paid me. Because for me, Senegal right now, they be the number one country in Africa based on ranking.
Yeah.
And then last AFCON, they go final where they narrowly lose to Algeria. First half early goal, we up for that match. So as I watch the match, I've begun to feel disappointed in Senegal because the hype, although we lose from them, some of the key players, Sano play, Mendy no day post. So because of COVID-19, we rock their score.
Yeah.
So as the match, as I watch, my colleague feels supportive for Senegal. See, okay, this people are saying that they're the first in Africa. Mm. Waiting to play against Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, they come out, they play them ball. They see the marvelous Nakamba over Aston Villa. They come out, they play this boy ball.
Yes.
Okay, fine. May I see this match done, they go 0-0. Now, in last minute, you didn't pay me. Now, even not the last season, now, even at that time, they had 4 minutes for 3 minutes, 30 something seconds, 20 something seconds. It didn't really pay me because I just want to see Zimbabwe carry 1 point for them because you want to show me, go show, say Senegal, the IP they give Senegal, they don't actually do what.
Yeah. Well, they never prove yourself as.
They never prove themselves. Most teams this sloppy at the same
time. Yes, my first year.
Against Zimbabwe, before do something now. Now, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe will not be mad footballing mission like that. But from Marvelous Nakamba, we don't get any big boy again for that team. So, I'm going to say, which is up? How Senegal would struggle to score one goal for these guys? It was, not to say Senegal are not able to get chances. They're not able to get chances. Now, which is surprising. The Senegal are not get like mad chances where you see they're true and come up. They got maybe few chances, but they don't get that attacking prowess where you didn't say Senegal are supposed to get. So, to me, actually, that match, no least to my expectation, I wish it much better 0-0 because Zimbabwe actually they performed well for that much for me. But much thank money for actually scoring that penalty. Because between new boots and everything, we definitely wear new boots. We don't score any good for him.
Nah, Salah, call the name. Now you're good. You're king.
Not my king. Who be this guy? Which king?
Nothing like that. But the way you take, okay, for Africa, who be your number one player for Africa? Now, how come we talk about?
We go to that stage where we will talk about this match. You know, but for me, I actually have to see Mane actually scored a penalty. Because some people they miss penalty.
Algeria player no miss there. Even everywhere, people they miss PK. PK
miss penalty. So
okay. Now you go to respect my goals. I see they score PK back to back.
Now I penalty normally now. I penalty. So
I don't care what you call him. I just want to hear you to say you go respect him because you know he's.
So for me, that match. I actually say the match is 0-0 and Zimbabwe gets on the match because they actually come out and they play tactically. It gives to be very, very strong.
They actually tried. Okay, now moving forward, that match where you talk, say you don't want to talk about. Now we want to talk about now my country match. The main match we want to discuss now, Nigeria, Egypt, Aclef, how body do you? Because before that they start, or that day safe, that early morning, don't they post back to back, our defense will suffer, Salah will carry us turn round about. I couldn't say you see the apple. I couldn't find you.
Not my fault. I'm a backup fan.
Okay.
Not my fault. You know, see, when as a backup fan, we go through a lot emotionally. And so, you know, if you support something, when you see, you go emotionally down.
I'm gonna lie. You did admitted to supporting the wrong team, guy.
I talked to you. I see one thing on Facebook that day when Nigeria played the match. One guy said they watch out for Omba. Now they pass and see. Why you the this one you watch this match, you know the fear. Okay, I compared with Malik in JC, the way Arsenal JC. Because Arsenal don't shock and more. And I do it back up. So me, normally Game of Thrones don't really show say this don't be the team anyhow. We don't know say this they get the attacking wise, they did very beautiful, they perform attacking. But the midfield
and defense very sloppy.
Our goalkeeper they okay in a very beautiful goalkeeper. But the midfield and the defense, they always find a way to concede where they're not supposed to concede. So, enter that game, me, I mean, they look that Guinea-Bissau eye, they look this team.
Yeah.
That, I mean, okay, maybe Eguavoen never get the tactical,
normally.
No,
I'll tell you, sir.
But you know, when Nigeria scored that goal, I put my start to say, this the formation and everything, although I've been not watching the match fully, I've been good church. As they scored that goal, I look at this and I say, this tactics with the guy, this 4-3-3, the lineup and everything are very balanced formation. They use two normal strikers, two number nine, Yenacho and Awoni for front.
Yeah.
You can't use only one winger, then you play Chukwueze for midfield. So yeah, as I look at it and I say, okay, this is a very beautiful lineup. May I see how Nigeria will take balance, how they will hold this game. And I really have to say, actually, Super Eagles take the old game, because even though they have one Mesala score, and now I'm not talking about the team, I think Mesala score. So I'm not talking about the attack.
Okay, now you didn't rephrase, because
yes, I'm not talking about the team, I think Mesala score. Okay. Because I mean, they play Fantasy.
African Fantasy. Which Nigerian player do you get for there?
I'm not like I'm not saying no good place, so I just get him like because he did lowly rated.
A class. Okay, you get Abubakar when I score 4 goals now for the tournament.
I'm not getting him, I ain't the problem. I don't expect now. I don't know if that 21 years old boy could do something.
You receive it for Fantasy service, what's he learn from me? They call it no.
Pay me, sir. I use bad. Pay me, sir, but we move. No, but actually, Spike was actually tried for that match.
Guy, I was very proud.
But I don't know what the match, but I like and everything I see, and toward the end of the match, I see Super Eagles actually, and see that chance we could put leg for Salah.
Yes. That was like a major highlight also.
You don't take any chances against Mo Salah, because you know Mo Salah did very deadly. Apart from Sparks, they scored many penalties. Did very, very deadly from open play. So the team, they don't show, say, they're not one of the only team for me, wait for this first round of matches, they actually perform, because they get very tough opponents and they come out with better points. Even in that one goal, it's called this Egypt. This is a very big team for Africa.
Yeah,
so, he actually like the way the Super Eagles play for the good ones. They don't show the rest, actually try to
compete. Yes, so, bro, since 2004, Egypt never lose opening match for AFCON. You know what that means?
I will tell you.
No matter who they play, no matter how good it is.
And the next time where Egypt win their match, when Egypt win their match, their first match against Nigeria for AFCON, they go all the way, go win the competition.
You see, so,
as we break the record, you should have said you need to win anything.
Normally. Okay. We'll talk about other matches. Mali Tunisia, that match. Eclairs. That match to me, see, that'll be the highlight of this first round of the tournament.
Na joke and I did that match.
The match ended 1-0 in favor of Mali. Eclairs, how you see that match?
That match we referee. You don't know what they do. See that match, very funny match. Only that match, red card, two penalties. I can't wanna see.
Bro,
what can they soap?
The referee stole the show, guy.
Referee first blow whistle 85 minutes.
Yes,
because I lose guard. You can't say okay, they can't play the match. Reach 89 minutes and some seconds. You can't blow the match for full time. I can't wanna see. What did the guy they think?
The guy.
I can't come. I can't talk to the guy again. Mental this thing, they don't find excuse to get mental.
How you go give person a get mental? How?
Now Africa will be now, anything they possible.
You go be referee or they take ref now. Which kind of like?
The thing shocked me. The guy, the penalty or the guy, the red card also went give. VR to tell him, say, no,
bro, that's no be red card at all.
He no good, he still gives the red card. Like, I don't understand. I never understand. The way Africa, the way we think, I never
understand.
I was okay, we go the line from this mistake. Because we don't depend like who the people
will be. Yes, I know, Joga Club go there, happy somewhere now. Say, I talk and say this tournament is too small.
It's now when you talk and say, I want small tournament. Don't they show you actually be smart on them? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. On the real note, it doesn't make sense. Because how you as a ref, and that man experience your free. And that's the problem.
Bro, the news were I read this morning, they talk say, although they don't send the guy home from AFCON, CAF don't send her home. But the guy was supposed to ref for this forthcoming Qatar 2022 World Cup.
Imagine.
How this thing now will happen now, would it affect that is the way you get? And I don't know many African referees when they won't get opportunity to win ref official tournaments like World Cup and the rest. I don't know if follow this guy, Abi. I don't just know what he's doing.
Even I don't even understand. Although on the norms, we for a free, we got to appreciate Woman, Wonder Woman, we officiate for this tournament. And Woman, she performed with her own.
Wow.
Wow. When I go beat the guy with C game, which officiate, human did excellently well.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe that man does go what the woman I like. I don't understand. All you as an essential team, you go make that kind of big mistake for big match. Mali Tunisia match, a very big match. Although yes, we see the Malian, no, not in Mali, the Malian side, they don't, the recent years, they never too show their power.
Yeah.
Because it was better than Kita come up for the team. But we don't say they don't try to come up. And Tunisia, they enter that game, believe they go feel win. After the match, when the of security officials got carried, they feel come up.
Yeah.
Tunisia coaching staff, they won't enter the field, go five.
Normally,
they say Tunisia can apply to make them start the match again. After like 40 minutes, the Mali team and the referee, they come
outside, yes, the Tunisia, yeah.
Tunisia team, they already go back.
Yeah,
I don't understand, Africa, I don't
know. Bro, I beg.
How much they give me a date now?
You see the match, the tournament so far, many things just happened. I've been at the ones who MC ball the less for match. They go use like 3 ball for one match, ball just the less. Now that one I want to talk about, I'll be the one where they play another country, anthem for another country.
Don't see him now.
I know, just but this first one, they, like you said, a lot of things have to be improved on, and many things guys change for this AFCON football. So, okay. If we more continue, another game I want to talk about now, this, that Ivory Coast versus Equatorial Guinea, that ended 1-0 in favor of Ivory Coast. How you see that match?
That match is, to me, actually, Ivory Coast, they don't do well. Although, you know, if you take it to the but Ivory Coast...
When I see line of that time, say, if my mind is fierce, say, God, Guinea, if you hold these people.
I did tell you, Ivory Coast get mad attack, guy. You know, if they get Allah, they get Zaha, they get Cornet. Yeah, you know who Cornet be right now? For a bonus title, they do a Cornet, they score.
Ah.
They connect, you get Zaha, you get Gradel.
Guys, you never call Pepe. Yeah, what did Pepe do you now? Eclef, I just gave me call Pepe. You know, call Pepe.
Oh, Pepe,
he missed chances.
So, to me, I think that one generated the squad for first half. And you know, they show see all these big teams, you know, they actually perform well for this outcome. Like, apart from Nigeria, the rest of the teams, you know, they're very sloppy.
Yeah,
very,
true.
Very sloppy. They know they show their power, say, okay, we come with really intense to win this outcome. Because, see, Ojira draw them at 0-0. This one, 1-0, against for 9 minutes to score. But not only Nigeria, I know, play big team, Egypt, and they come out with maximum points. You should see they get something to win. So, to me, I know really, that match, I know really appreciate them. I know, like, the way could overtake do that match. I know that like I'm afraid. So maybe just hope see you work on the match and there are missed match to go.
Okay, see Cote d'Ivoire. I want me they also contend for this title too. So when they score for 6 minutes, I feel yes. I feel they
have to just in a tournament to show say they be big.
Thank you.
So I don't understand the game.
So
the change.
So now for them to improve on the next round, shall they still get 2 more games on the group stage to improve on? Okay, one of the boring matches I just tired for, now that Algeria said, Ronan, and you don't talk something about them, ended 0-0. I was really disappointed.
It paid me, because for me, Sierra Leone, although we just think that keeper was the exceptional.
Yeah, it's true. Who win the man of the match now, that guy?
Now you go win the man of the match now. Now you go win the match.
Guys, so can I stay there?
Just the exceptional. Right. The marriage, they don't even see anything take. You know, he just show something, Unas and the rest of them. You know, see one goal score this guy. So, I'm really big. I know this is a long side. I decided when Nigeria played them for World Cup qualifiers, Nigeria will be the struggle. But they come out against Algeria, we get firepower. You see, Algeria, they don't the Arab Nations World Cup. But and they come up with that attack again. Yes, they don't score one goal against this guy. Rudiger, let's say Rudiger and Sierra Leone related guy.
I really
appreciate those guys. The post up on Twitter say you really appreciate those guys for the performance where they displayed them. Because a very beautiful performance. I mean, they watched the match and a very beautiful performance. They lost the balance. They just come and say, oh, more than 1 point most collected from these North Africans. Because they don't say North Africans, they get everything. They sabi this high pressing ball. But they just come and balance their game. Give the tip for the keeper. The keeper just the runner. Just the navigate today. For me, I really appreciate the way the
Sierra Leone, they really try. You know, say we don't lose the check out the big team. Say they underperform, and we know when they look the small team. Say okay, these guys all step up their performance. So now make these big teams not feel they do the way that they do before for the tournament. Normally, we expect all the Algeria to win like 3-0 for the first round. So for Sierra Leone to hold ground with them and other small teams hold ground with other teams. When match is the end 1-0, sometimes 0-0. For you to know, nobody can play for the tournament. Nothing you mean. Even the small teams, they try, they put in effort.
Yes, sir.
So, and moving forward, this Cameroon team again, guy, I don't understand. This 4-1 when they play recently against Ethiopia, Aklef, your guy scored two goals again.
My underage boy.
Is it my underage boy?
No, my, you know, say one more team to like about Cameroon side, BC, but Cameroon side are the only team for this AFCON. We don't score two consecutive goals for them.
Yes.
We don't score 2-1, 2-1, 4-1. And in this AFCON, they call them binary cup because of
0-1, 0-1.
Binary cup, they call them because 1-0, 0-1, 0-0, don't 24-7. But Cameroon, their first match, 2-1, score two goals. Second match, 4-1. And teams in this Cameroon side, once you are actually very, very careful, now they say they allow their opponent to score first. And you know, for all this kind of competition, you now only one leg, not two legs.
Yes.
You must not allow your opponent to score first. You must at least attack whoever. But this one, their first match against Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso first score. Then they can't come back, come win the match 2-1. This one again, their first score. 4-1, and the match ends 4-1. Those two first score, then they can't come back, can't score 4 goals. You should say that attacking one is really okay. But the guys work on the defensive side because when they move to the round of 16 or even the quarterfinal rest of them, they face big teams. We get attacking
normally.
Big balance defensively. That time your attack fully perform. You're going to rely on your defense. You take the match, go maybe extra time and maybe penalty. So you know, go want to make sure they consider all those kind of nonsense goals where you feel avoid totally. So to me, they're very good defense attacking wise, but the guys work on the defensive aspect. And Abubakar once again, two goals. Right now, the guys go score for the tournament.
Yes,
the don't shoot. You won't fill in the shoes of Samuel Eto. You won't shoot it. Now, in his country with the host stamp, you won't actually win the highest goal score for this tournament. So, we just expect to see. I think the guy got actually do.
Yeah, kudos to Cameroon. Did he try? Okay, finally, on results so far, I'm going to talk about Kivert versus Burkina Faso. For now, the only group I don't play two matches now. Burkina Faso losing their first match to Cameroon, then winning Kivert 1-0. How you see that game?
That much, to me,
take a bet, right? A bet, they been get their chances, but they not take their chances. And which make me laugh pass for that match, BC. The way we give it, score their first goal for, against this team for the first match they play against Ethiopia. Now the same way now they score them for this match. So you're like, God of vengeance just come against them, come around them streets because the same cross where they cross, the same. Point sure that guy did not the pointer. This time the guy comes to say, I don't want to use Edo you not use. I want to use my check. Take run out. So it's just did very, very funny to me. See, but actually I appreciate the way Burkina Faso still come and play that match because people say Burkina Faso been lose that match. The guys must say they enter that last game against Ethiopia, they must win that game. But right now they in pole position to actually qualify because the last game against Ethiopia and Ethiopia like now them the piper of the group everybody they flog them back. they don't actually they in the balanced position because Kivet now they go play against Cameroon and Cameroon you know say Cameroon and then be the fireballs of the group. So you know, the group just did one kind and you know, have Conde now. Two teams go qualify now about how many groups even they determine, maybe six groups or so. So the two top teams go qualify, then the best losers, the best go qualify follow them. So now the way the AFCON just did. So right now, Burkina Faso today is very good position. They even the top keeper for the group safe, and they play against Ethiopia. So that Ethiopia match, and just like walk over for them. For me, they go beat Ethiopia. Then Kivert will come. They pray, make them be the best third place. Jim just the one kind. Just the one kind. So to me, I really appreciate the courage way. Burkina Faso come out to play for that match. They actually play very well, and I really appreciate them. So I just have to talk for that match.
Okay, that's all for now for the results. So for our call, we'll go on a short break. We'll come back to get and we'll give you.
Say you no believe what my eyes don't face. Yes, I got a bad bitch, tell me all is okay. I did bump my zoos and I run my face. And I stand real tall no matter what man face. And I so many things so my eyes don't face. And I never worry about what the next man say. And I keep it so cool, keep my mind real sane. Tonight, lost God, man, no be lost God, yeah. No, they waste time, brother, no time, yeah. Money on my mind, me never waste time, yeah. Mama, oh my. This kind of man, don't feel lose time. And I know they look nobody, face I feel fine, yeah. Now stand real tall, and I send no one tonight. Then no fear run my race. Run my race. Run my race. Run my race. Steady all day, my lady.
I say run my race, run my race.
Okay, now we come back from that short musical break. And then we go to the last segment for this week's episode of our podcast. And now still AFCON related vibe now we give on now. Because now we think they invoke now we'll be African guys. We love African football. Yeah, we believe African football will improve as the tournament they go on. But we'll look at teams we get some players for this AFCON and how those teams they fare. First of all, yesterday we get Chelsea versus Arsenal versus Liverpool. Liverpool versus Arsenal, make a talk away because Liverpool the house. Liverpool versus Arsenal, and mostly Mane and Salah. So then they AFCON right now. Mane doing this score, Salah with the oopsie goes to score for this AFCON. You can obviously no score, you can't go out without nothing. So right now they play against Arsenal. Arsenal for first half, they've been getting injury. For first half, Xhaka do Granit Xhaka things. Granit Xhaka collect red card, the sixth red card of the Arsenal career. So the Ramos don't get protege like this. See, you don't get follower like this. So if you can't look the match, we believe say Liverpool will come out after they don't show courage against Leicester for the previous round. We believe say okay, this Liverpool will come out, show their power with Firmino and Minamino and Jota. We believe say something will happen, but we shall probably say that match ends 0-0. 0-0 for Anfield. Liverpool for the first time in many months. They don't score for Anfield at all. Liverpool don't get games where they against Leicester for their last match for Premier League. They play Leicester beat them. Maybe their first game where they play with they no score. But this one now they get a game for Anfield. Liverpool no score because I don't know because Salah and Mane no the attacking power. And we believe say these three of them with the front. They then go step up into the shoes of Salah and Mane. But come like say things they occur. Ben White finish that match as the man of the match for Van Dijk house.
Yeah, Ben White. After
attention,
they buy rubbish defender.
Yeah, that's true, but that's true. That one, that's true. I want to see if I'm shit. So, the problem, they believe you shouldn't buy that time. So,
Chelsea.
So, because of that, we look how teams go this weekend. We think we'll stop. How teams go actually blend without some of the star players, these African guys, we know they around. So, we'll look at how teams go actually really perform. So, Victor, with a look. First of all, I want to talk about Burnley. Recently, Burnley don't make a transfer. Chris Wood don't come out. Don't go Newcastle.
Yeah.
And when you say Burnley are the team we connect today, this our Cote d'Ivoire guy. Yeah. Burnley are the team we in there. And the guy now being one of the, even when Burnley they lose, that guy they find a way to score. But now we don't get, Chris Wood don't come out the club. Burnley don't do without Connect now because of AFCON. What do you expect to go up with this? What do you expect to see? What happened to this team? How you see the dynamics of giving the whole EPL without this top scorer? Because if you look EPL statistics, now African players now be like most of the top scorers for EPL.
Now tell one more talk about that. Most of sometimes you don't really appreciate something until you don't lose them.
Yes, sir.
One of the reasons why they enjoy AFCON, any time AFCON will come to see, the world will start to appreciate African
players.
Not just England, the world entirely will start to appreciate African players. So players please African players should start regularly for that team most times and then they won't get that team and then they won't get that team.
Yes.
The likes of them will be the Yena, so like the Salah and the Man who will talk. One of the reasons why Liverpool they suffer like this or they know they are strong as they play man, I would expect them to be. See those African players they play almost every single match for
yes,
both for Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup, Carabao Cup. So you don't expect to just remove players when they start every match and just think that the team will just feel like that. They, you know, they normal.
Yes,
so definitely now, but the adapting phase with this. And funny enough, those guys when they replace them, you know, they are clinical as those guys. Will just be the problem. Then the difference between Pep Guardiola and every other coach. Pep like Pep, they foresee this thing. Although in team, not to get African players.
Yes.
But I believe that Pep will get this kind of issue.
Yes.
To get African players. Because of his squad.
They get there, yeah. They really get there too.
You understand?
Yes.
Even if Pep get like four, three African players when they start, if they come out.
Mahrez come out now.
It's just not going to show for Man compared to other teams. Like, I've never seen any match where I just say Salah no play for Liverpool.
Yeah, not sure.
So that'd be the team. So if that was to come out, you must feel the effect. See, all the Minamino they need. Even Jota, I was kind of disappointed in Jota. because they make all the Arnold and Robert Coffee say they know the
world
class. I back, arrive back with the crossbow again. For somebody to finish.
This surprised me. Surprised because.
You understand, Abi? They come out of that match. I won't surprise.
As in. So, I not been get more illness before that match?
Yeah, I think so. I heard something like that. Someone bringing in the younger player. So, teams like Liverpool and other teams for Europe in general, obviously the African players, they keep to them and mostly the stats, they will definitely suffer. Like Villarreal, the match against Atletico Madrid. I heard the competitor, they took and did see Chukwueze was missing that game because of just Chukwueze record much. This guy was forced to change his formation.
Chukwueze in a big player. Yes, so.
His formation. Because Moreno was just coming back from injury that time.
Yeah, Moreno just
got back. So, for you to know what teams keep players, key African players, they do. Definitely, teams like Bonnie, which you don't talk about, Kone down. Definitely, this weekend now. I don't know who they replace first of all. But it is very obvious that will be affected.
They will affect you. Massive. Don't come down. One player for TV.
Yes, the guy is a ginger thing guy. So, it will affect them. Same like Chelsea now. You know, say, normally, even for men, they come out, they keep clean sheet.
Yes.
Only God knows now, say, Kepa.
They can't go
back. Negative again.
They can't go back. They can't go back. They can't go back. They get
thank you.
They play Man City. So,
this weekend.
This weekend, they play Man City and these guys.
Chelsea.
Brighton. Man City and Brighton and Chelsea, they play this weekend. So it just be very, very fun to me.
You can see, Abi.
Just be very, very fun to me.
So definitely, African players will be missed. That's like club, like when they make all their Liverpool, all their Egypt will do well.
Normally, what do you say when they pray for? May they do well.
May they lose their next match, I beg you, they come out.
They come out, sharp.
At least, Man City, they miss Salah just
the and they miss Salah because, guy, did they miss Salah? Although Salah said they miss them because, you see, make Arnold, may they bring Arnold come this Egypt team. May they bring Arnold come Epam. I see one this thing that I say, that come Epam, me pay Arnold. Now for everybody, please make it call Arnold come.
The one key Salah was meme for this.
I tell you.
Don't want to go there, right? They say, give me freedom, give me fire. Give me Arnold or I retire.
Because so normally the dynamics go actually affect it will affect the dynamics of the whole of the teams. For example, now we see Leicester now. We see Vardy know they fit. Vardy know they fit now. Now senior man now he step up, they play the game for them. Madison says just come up from injury. They get a lot of injury problem for the team. Then in actual Congo AFCON.
They lose their BMS. You know Amate don't go to.
Yes, Amate don't go to. So African players now, people the world will begin to feel. They go begin to understand the fact. Africa no play with African players. African players they bring something special to you. Sure. Anytime they do your team, sure. you get that kind of balance with your team. You get that kind of, everything actually do okay. So for me actually as I look AFCON, I look everything this up. I believe say African this period, I know they expect too much goals from teams. Arsenal match at this industry was Liverpool they score away. They never score against Arsenal. So for the house. So, me, if goals happen, fine. But I do look say the goals not go to place like that because of why African players they actually now them Salah maybe ice goal scorer for this team for in league. Even I only way they play for Union Berlin. You see the kind of goal the guy they score week in, week out. So those for every league around the world, they get few African players where they actually go miss. They actually go miss because this AFCON go actually to show the world, see, Africa no be continent where you go actually play with.
We never want to talk about Zaha in this conflict for football, Crystal Palace. So you can imagine them.
And they tell you.
Many things like that.
Although that's basic for that match, you don't equate that in the match. You get one beautiful chance where you miss, you go use the rug leg, they play them. But I forget about the win. So, see, as you talk up now, normally, let's say this, or the Mendy, that guy will start, we don't start for them. Start for this, for Crystal Palace, no, but as a striker.
Eduardo, that guy,
I really got the African roots, although not a new guy. So, I need to go to Belgium, but since he never play any international game for in Belgium, he still get the right to actually still play for in normal country, which is actually an African country. So, for me, if you come out African players for most of all these things, like team like Crystal Palace, they go actually feel them. They go actually feel Zaha. Zaha way they create your way. I know she says Kalaga defeat. So Zaha way they create your way, then this guy, Ayew way they score the goal. So the dynamics of many teams go actually change because of this African AFCON way they go. I won't actually watch how teams go actually balance. Now, why this weekend I won't actually enjoy myself. I won't watch a lot of games. I can actually see what things will solve.
Before we go end this particular episode, okay. I want to discuss it with you very quickly. You feel say Man City solidified their Premier League title just this period of the other teams they struggle with African players. Even Arsenal said that they don't win. See Liverpool. And now Man City now when get normal upper hand against everybody now.
Yes,
they went again Mendy for post. So if you say before African players come back like this,
they have by before they come back, they have left them behind. Before they come back, they have left them behind. Eh, guys, you know how people they are people, right? They are people. They don't know what they go do, guy.
Before they come back, they have left them behind.
See, before they come back, they don't really go far because Liverpool now they don't feel the score. Their problem just did now. They don't feel the score. If you don't feel the score, they settle for at least one point. If you don't feel the score, maybe the team. So the team just they work and say Matip go this AFCON. They call my backup boy Abdi. They see life. They call Abdi now. That's more 19 years old boy.
Wow.
They call Abdi. He say you know the gusha. He say won't pay for speed. Man, I pity him. He won't pay for speed. So for me, I believe say Master just they don't with this GP or 1 month, it's okay for them. It's okay for them because without all those things they beat them normally. They're not
even
they don't
leave
them. He passed 6 points. The problem now we say January don't reach. And you say most times when you enter January you are stopping the table. The very hard, apart from Man U if you do them, it is very hard for you to actually lose the league. It is very hard for you to enter the league. And we like to talk mainly no good at Chelsea post, first of all. With Kepa we did that match. Go for it, no be penalty. Even a penalty, I know say Kepa get a point, Sabi play penalty. But this is a normal game. So I don't know say Chelsea go they concede and then they play Brighton. Bright team, they be bright team. Now you won't go play with. So
you like bright team this year.
I like them now. They play beautiful football for me now. So bright, they play against Brighton, and especially you know concede. So then Liverpool, they kind of without money. So guys, don't leave them. Pep don't win league, baby. Maybe they forget. Maybe they prepare for next season. So we don't come to the end of this week's podcast. So we really appreciate everybody listening to us as we vibe about football and everything. So we're gonna go to our Facebook page. Our Instagram page, we're gonna like our post. You can listen, share this link with our friend, make the year about the football club podcast because we come big this year. If you be surprised when I go see us for Unahood, when I go see us
tonight. Yes, we get plans.
They listen to us, they share our links, they tell your friends about us, they do football evangelism. They do football evangelism, they tell us about us because when I feel just serious for now, that we get a lot of packages and stuff for Una. For those who listen to us, even those who listen to us only, say we get a lot of packages day for Una, special packages for Una. So, right now, Victor, people goodbye. Maybe come up for studio.
For those who don't listen to us up to this point, you know, the regions, thank you very much. Yes. We really appreciate your support.
Yes.
And also for our platform, anyone who will add to this podcast to spice our own for Una because we'll be going for Una.
Yes, sir.
Anyone who will suggest to us move add or move do more, you know, just step on to for us. I want to say thank you very much for those who are listening to us and those who are not listening to this point. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, now we'll catch you now next time.
Wow.
So enjoy football this weekend. Watch ball, it's very important. And enjoy AFCON because with you, we'll be Africans. Enjoy. Bye. Let's go back to the roots. I'm gonna go back to the roots. Let's take it back.